بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وأما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، In uluhiyat or rububiyat or asma wa sifat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about who He is. And He said, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. And He reminded us about who He is. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Man dha alladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'idhnihi. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. هذه الكلمات السر هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله عما والله الخالق البارئ المدبر له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العظيم الحكيم. This is our Lord. This is the one who was. هو الحي القيوم. Who lives, who is living, who sees, who is aware. هو عليم بذات الصدور. Who knows what is in our heart. وإليه المصير. And to him is our return. He جل جلاله وما نواله سيد جواب ذات. وانتم خير أمتي نخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. الله سبحانه وتعالى reminded us about who he is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of who we are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are the best of people extracted for the benefit of people. He did not say you are the best of people because you are Muslim. He did not say you are the best of people because you are Arab. He did not say you are the best of people because you are Sri Lankan or you are Indian or you are Pakistani or you are American. He said you are the best of people and you have been extracted for the benefit of people. Ukhrijat linnas. Allah did not say ukhrijat linnas. He said ukhrijat linnas. And what being best of people. What is the meaning of being beneficial for the people? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. He said, you enjoin and you order and you promote and you establish everything which is good. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. And you stop and you oppose and you stand up for the opposition of everything which is evil. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you have belief and you have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that it is our collective duty as Muslims to be good to the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith reported by Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said, the believer is kind and gracious, for there is no goodness in one who is neither kind nor gracious. And he said, the best of people are those who are beneficial for the people. On the authority of Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sees evil, whoever of you sees evil, let him stop it with his hand. And if he cannot do that, if he is unable to do that, then let him speak out against it, let him stop it with his tongue. And if he is unable to do that, then let him hate it in his heart, which means that let him not participate in that, let him not support that, let him hate it in his heart. And he said this last thing, meaning that if you can neither stop the evil with your hand and you do not want to speak against it, but you still hate it in your hand and you stay away from it, he said this is a sign of the weakness of your iman. My brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Nisa, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Allah said, worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not join in worship with Allah, anyone or anything else. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And do the best, not just do good, do the best as ihsan. As ihsan comes over and above adal. What do we say in the khutbah in Juma? Inna Allaha yamuru bil adli wa ihsan. So adal is the boundary condition. There is no room for injustice in Islam. Justice is the boundary condition. Ihsan is to do even more than that. So Allah said, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. And do the same ihsan to those people who are close to you, meaning your family, meaning also the Muslims. وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And do ihsan to the orphan, and do ihsan to the miskeen, the one who is poor but who does not ask. Go look for them and do ihsan for them, help them. وَجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. And do ihsan to your family which is close to you, which is Muslim. وَجَارِ ذِي الْجُنُبِ. وَجَارِ الْجُنُبِ. And do ihsan to the one who is far from you, the neighbor who is far. By neighbor who is far, you meant the person who is not a Muslim. Allah is saying in the Quran, do ihsan to this person. Allah is not saying, don't kill the non-Muslim. Allah is saying, don't just do good to the non-Muslim, do much more than good to the non-Muslim. وَجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. And you are traveling, the one who is traveling with you. You are going in a plane, you are going in a train, you are going walking on the road. Whoever is with you, who is with you? Somebody may be with you because you invite them, but other people who are somebody sitting next to you in your seat, you don't know who that person is. Allah is saying, do ihsan to that person. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. Whoever you meet in the way. SubhanAllah, wallahi, I can tell you with complete and total authority, there is no system, there is no religion, there is no system of life in the world where God Almighty Himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, tells the believer to do ihsan, to do the best of the best, to every single person that he or she comes into contact with, whether they are related to them or they are not related to them, whether they are like them or they are unlike them, whether they believe the same as they believe or they believe something else, including those who disbelieve in Allah, me that is between me and them. I have not appointed you to harm them. I have appointed you to do good to them. This is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. And Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَقُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the one who is arrogant. Who is arrogant? The one who does not do this. Allah is saying Allah does not like such a person. There are many hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which emphasize the rights of neighbors. In all of these hadiths you will notice that the issue every single time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said neighbor. He did not say Muslim neighbor. Whoever the neighbor might be, that neighbor has a right on me. That neighbor has a right on you as because I am Muslim, because you are Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man is not a believer. Listen to the word. It is not a small prohibition. This is the ultimate prohibition. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man is not a believer if he fills his stomach while his neighbor's stomach is empty, while his neighbor is hungry. A man is not a believer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not saying a man is not a good man. He is not a nice man. No, he is not even a believer. If he sleeps with a full belly while his neighbor is sleeping hungry. Rasulullah said, by him doing whose hand is my life, he is taking an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No Muslim, no bondsman truly believes until he likes for his neighbor what he likes for himself. Rasulullah said, he will not enter Jannah whose neighbor is not secure from his wrongful conduct. And this is in Muslim Sharif. Rasulullah went to Taif. We know the whole incident I will not go into the detail. We know how he was repulsed, we know how he was attacked, we know how he was injured, we know what happened to him physically as well as mentally and emotionally and psychologically. How he was harmed. When he took refuge in that garden and he made dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah, your Rabb has seen what happened to you. Your Rabb has heard you. Your Rabb has seen what the people did to you. Your Rabb has sent with me the angel, the malak of the mountain, and he has put this angel in your control. You order him and he will do whatever you want. The angel of the mountain says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am the angel of the mountain, I will obey you, your Rabb has put me in your control, order me and I will do whatever you want. Rasulullah said to Allah, said to him, what can you do? He said, I can join these two mountains together. Even the memory of Taif will not be there. Nobody will even know that there was a town called Taif. Every single living thing in this town will be annihilated and the town itself will vanish. There will be more that. Rasulullah said, my Rabb has not sent me to curse people. My Rabb did not send me to curse people. My Rabb sent me as Rahmah for the people and for all creation. It is my hope with my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu that he will give hidayah to his people and they will worship him. The Battle of Uhud, you know what happened in the Battle of Uhud? You know how Rasulullah was injured? He was badly injured. His teeth were shaheed. There was an injury to his left head. He was bleeding profusely. He temporarily lost consciousness. When he fell down, they moved him to another place in the mountain of Uhud. He is severely injured. He is in great pain. The Sahaba said to him, Ya Rasulullah, this is the limit. They have attacked you now in person. And they are only doing it because they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have not harmed anybody. We have not done any wrong to anybody. They are only harming you and they are harming us because we say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, make dua against these people. Make dua against these people. Who are the people? The enemy in battle. The Quraysh of Makkah and their confederates, Ya Rasulullah, make dua against these people. Rasulullah lifted up his hand. Imagine the scene. They have asked him to make dua against the people. He lifted up his hand. They know that his dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. What must have been the situation at that time? And then he makes dua. And what does he say? اللهم اغفر لقومي فانهم لا يعلمون. He said, oh Allah, forgive my people because they do not know what to do. Eh? This is the dua. Oh Allah, forgive who? The one who injured him. The one who killed 70 of his Sahaba. Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. The one who killed Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, his own cousin, his own uncle, his own brother. Oh Allah, forgive them for it. Forgive my people. How me? Because they do not know what they do. Not for nothing did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَمَا أَخْرَنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy for our alameen. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, to be a good Muslim means to have good behavior. To be a good Muslim means that we must spread goodness around us wherever we are. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this and to be pleased and to enable us to be good Muslims. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فأما بعد، فقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. وعلى الخلفاء الراشدين ابا بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله عنهم اجمعين. You are talking about being good to neighbors. You are talking about being good as Muslims, not because it's a good thing to do, but because this is the intrinsic part of our religion. Abdullah bin Mubarak radiallahu rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the greatest of the Tabi'in, sometimes he's called the Sayyid of the Tabi'in. There's a story about him which is written by Imam al-Zahabi in Diyar Alam al-Nubula. He said that Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi had a Jewish neighbor. And he got news to say that his Jewish neighbor is selling his house. He put up his house, put his house up on sale. And people said to him, he's put up the house on sale and he's quoting a price which is twice the market price. So the market price was 1,000 dinars, more dinars. The man put up the price as 2,000 dinars. So people came and they said, well, you know, we want to buy the house, but this price is double the market price. What's the logic? He said, do you know who my neighbor? He said, who is your neighbor? He said, Abdullah bin Mubarak. He said, 1,000 dinars for the house? 1,000 dinars for the privilege of being the neighbor of Abdullah bin Mubarak. Who is saying this? The Jewish man. Not a Muslim man. Jewish man. He is saying to be the neighbor of Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, has a brand value on it. What do you call it in our modern language? Brand value. You say, I am the neighbor of Abdullah bin Mubarak. When Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullahi, when he heard this thing, he went to the Jewish neighbor, he said, I will give you 2,000 dirhams, keep it. Close the house, I want you as my neighbor. You need money, I'll give you the money, you can pay it back whenever you like. Now, brothers and sisters, that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bada al-Islam al-Ghariba. Wa sayahudu kama bada. Fatuba al-Ghuraba. He said Islam started as something strange. And he said a time will come when it will go back to being something strange. And he said, give the glad tidings of Tumah to the tree in Jannah. He said, give glad tidings of Jannah to the people who the world will call strangers. Who is a stranger? In a world, a person who is compassionate in a world full of savage cruelty is a stranger. A person who has integrity in a world full of corruption is a stranger.
A person who behaves with dignity in a world full of shameless promiscuity is a stranger. A person who speaks the truth in a world which is full of lies and corruption and deception is a stranger. A person who is faithful in a world that is full of cheating is a stranger. A person who says, this is Islam. This is Islam. To be a stranger in Islam. Today, Muslims do wrong things, and if you get them, they say, you know what to do, the world is like this. Because the world is like this, you have to be different. Allah did not send us to flow with the trash. Allah sent us to stand firm. People say, what is the use if I am the only one saying it? I say to them, if you are the only one saying it, then there is even more reason to stand and say it, because you are the only one saying it. If even you come saying it, there will be no one saying it. There is a man in Greenland, the only Muslim in Greenland. He's a man from Morocco. He runs a bakery. One Muslim. And in Ramadan, he stays in Greenland. In Ramadan, the fasting there is 22 hours. So they asked him, he said, what happens to in Ramadan in your country? They said, oh, it's beautiful, all families get together, everyone is there, and so on, all my families come together, and so on. So they told him, you take a vacation. He said, yes, I take a vacation. I go for 1 month to my hometown, I come back. He said, when do you do that? He said, other than Ramadan. He said, that's crazy. Why don't you go in Ramadan? Because Ramadan is, you know, you meet your family and so on. He said, if I go in Ramadan, who will pray? Yes. Who will recite Quran in Ramadan? Who will fast in Ramadan? I am alone. And that is why it is even more important for me to stand alone. To stand up and be identified as a standard bearer of Islam. Not to go with the flow. So do not want to stand and say everyone is doing it. Let everyone do whatever they want. Everyone is not my teacher. My teacher has a name. And his name is Muhammad Ibn Abdullah Ibn Abdul Muttalib Al-Quraishi. والمكي والمدني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما.